Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The roads of Gauteng looking much better than they were earlier today. Central Joburg still got some traffic on the M1 South as you head towards the Crown Interchange. And then there is still some residual delay to the traffic in Midrand after the earlier accident seen on the N1 North before Willifantsfontein Road.
The Premier of Limpopo, Poppy Ramatuba, says the strong investor turnout at the Provincial Investment Conference shows that the province is open for business. The two-day conference exceeded its target of 100 billion rand in investment pledges, reaching 120.3 billion rand. The summit concluded today. And then, to neighbouring Botswana, the country's new president, Duma Boko, praised his countrymen for strengthening democracy.
We have yet again become an intriguing as well as an instructive case study of democracy at work.
More on these and other stories at 7. But for now, we're sticking abroad, and it's been a very busy week in America. Armand De Beer from PSG Wealth in Pretoria keeps you posted.
US markets is rising to end off their best week in 2024 after solid consumer sentiment data and bets that newly elected President Donald Trump's pro-growth agenda will keep fueling corporate America. The Dow Jones is currently up 0.6%, while the S&P 500 is rising 0.3%, but the Nasdaq is down 0.1%.
And it's also really been a good week for Tesla.
Tesla shares is rising 6.7% to hit the $1 trillion market cap, and the share price of cybersecurity company Fortinet is rising 8% after the company released better-than-expected third-quarter earnings.
A dollar trading at 17 Rand 56, a euro 18 Rand 84, and a pound 22 Rand 70. Gold trading at $2,685.71 per fine ounce. Oil sitting at $73.83 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Madeline Fischer. More news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie iets wat jy net vir jou span kan doen nie, jy kan het vir jouself doen by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wet, spin, speel en wen.
Well, we start off at Kingsmead in Durban, where South Africa are fielding after winning the toss. 182-5 the score after 17.1 overs. Marco Jansen doing the bowling at the moment. And if for nothing else, you must watch the cricket to see the hairstyle that is spotting the Mohawk Moulay. He's turning back the time and bringing back the Mohawk Moulay, old Marco Jansen. So the score, 182-5 with Rinku Singh and Axar Patel, the men at the crease for India at the moment. South Africa's double World Cup winning captain, Siya Kolisi, is one of seven forwards among eight replacements in Rassie Erasmus's match day 23 for the Springbok opener against Scotland in Murrayfield on Sunday. The veteran lock, Eben Etzebeth, well, captain South Africa, who won this year's rugby championship, and the Springboks look to end off the year by beating Scotland, England and Wales. Elizabeth, of course, is already the country's most capped player of all time, and he's going to extend his record to 129 with back rower Kwaga Smith earning his 50th cap. Finn Russell, well, he's made his anticipated return to the Scotland team for that same clash. The Bath fly half, who is rated as one of the best attacking pivots in the world, was not playing last week because it fell outside of the international window. And Manchester United interim manager Ruud van Nistelrooy has conceded that the Red Devils are missing a world-class striker, but remains hopeful that Rasmus Højlund and Joshua Zirkzee can develop into that role. Only struggling Southampton and Crystal Palace have scored fewer goals in the Premier League this season than United's 9 in 10 games. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Win up to 30 million rand by betting big on all the sporting action at Superbets. Whether it's football, rugby, cricket, tennis or F1, you can get in on the biggest upcoming games. Bet, spin, play and win with Superbets. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No personal